Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to talk this morning about a organization locally that builds ramps. Saws Virginia, our focus, and Wayne Murphy joins us in the studio to talk about Saws this morning. Wayne, it is great to meet you, and I've met you on a job site, but to have you in studio here talking with us this morning, looking forward to this. Good morning, Wayne.
Yeah, this is great. Thank you, Ted.
You have
happy
been
to be here.
I'm happy to have you here, just because I think it's great for the community to know about the work that you're doing with the ramps. Just about every weekend, you've got a crew out doing ramps, and we'll get into all of that. But how'd you get involved with Saws?
Well, I've been involved with Rotary for many years, and having moved here in 2020 to Fredericksburg from Charlottesville. I was going to a local Rotary meeting at the Fredericksburg Baptist Church.
Yeah.
And one of the fellows there said, "Hey, you want to come? We're going to build a ramp today after Rotary." And I was like, "Wow, that's right up my alley. Yeah, that sounds great." So we went to Roxbury, where we do the pre-builds, right after the Rotary Club meeting. And thank goodness I didn't have to get dirty, because I did have some good clothes on.
Yeah.
But it was... It just really inspired me. And so I just started volunteering every Wednesday at those pre-builds, and then found out that they actually construct the ramps on Saturdays, usually on Saturdays, depending on the weather. And so then I started volunteering for that, and it just hit me in my community service quest, you know, to get involved in this. And I just saw the benefits of doing it, and the benefits to the people that we were building the ramps for, because the smile on their face only after a few hours of working, it's like, wow, we know we're blessed, because we can tell by the smiles on the faces of the people that we're serving.
So yeah,
it was just an incredible experience. And then I heard that they were looking for an executive director, and so I spoke to Charlie about it, and I said, "Well, would you guys even consider me?" And he said, "What?" Yes. So that's how it all worked, and just seemed to flow just perfectly.
Yeah, it's you talk about timing and interest and ability, and we've done several shows, and I've done videos and gone out and talked a lot with Charlie Russell, who really got Saws going.
Yeah,
in this area.
Yep, and in Indiana.
Yeah.
So, a long time ago.
So and Saws is a nationwide. There's groups. I know there's here in Virginia, but in Indiana it's especially big.
Indiana, Nevada, and of course we're sort of part of our quest is to actually grow our influence here in Virginia. Right now we're only in Planning District 16, and there is a need. Obviously, there's a great need all over Virginia. All over the country.
Well, I know when you and I talked a month or so ago, when we were at a site, actually, where on a Saturday where there was building, and the big thing that you see when this with all the people to get a ramp. I mean, there's a freedom and an independence kind of thing.
Yes.
that a ramp does for these people.
Yep, and returns their dignity to them, because for the most part they're trapped in their house until we can get there.
Yeah.
So it's a. Yeah, it's really important, and it's really satisfying, not only for us, but for them as well. And it's a real need in the community.
And that's the thing that you're doing in the good months when you've got good weather. You're out many Saturdays, most Saturdays.
Most Saturdays, yep.
And I know I've heard from both you and Charlie that the need, the number of people that have requested these ramps, it continues to grow. There's a long wait list.
It does, yeah. And even this, just this past month in June, we saw like a 50% increase of applications over the month prior to that.
Wow.
So it's just, and you know, that's a function of the word getting out, and the good work and the good quality job that we're doing is spreading. And so, you know, with success comes some juggling you have to do.
Yeah. Well, and the, and these ramps are really well built. I've seen everyone I've seen looks terrific. I've got a couple in my neighborhood that that Saws has done. And no, you see them and you stack them up to anything, and they are the craftsmanship of these these ramps is really good.
We call them thoroughly engineered.
Yeah,
And we actually have an engineering report where they rate our ramp, and then that rating is actually given to the building departments in the different counties, so that you know we're allowed to build this type of a ramp. Which, you know, that's a hard thing to do, but we actually have an engineer certify that everything is, you know, up and above the quality required. And we also have a couple of the volunteers are, when we do need to get a permit, you know, like if the ramp is over 36 inches high, we have people that, you know, communicate with the inspections department and actually apply for that. Again, all volunteers. And that's one of the things that, you know, we have to take our time to get that permit. And a lot of times we can get it pretty quickly by just having that rapport with the inspections department.
Yeah.
Because a lot of our clients can't really wait for a ramp. They need it right away.
Yeah. That boy, in every case, and it's always interesting when you're there. And a lot of times they'll just sit at the door. Mm-hmm. And you see them watching you all at work, and then that's moving in itself, knowing that they're sitting there, waiting for you to finish, and just what it means to all of them.
Yeah, we just did one Thursday, and this particular fellow, who's a veteran, he had trouble, but he could walk. But what he couldn't do is go down up or down stairs, and there was a 6-step incline to the front door of his house, and it was like you could see him out on his deck as we were building it, and he was just like just an amazement, you know.
Yeah.
his jaw was dropped, and he was just like smiling, and at one point he was crying. It was so inspiring to see him, you know, just be one with all of us doing the building. So
boy,
it was pretty cool
for you at the end the end of a day when you see that kind of a payoff.
And the end of the day, it's a short day. I mean, we started at 7 in the morning unloading the trailer because we didn't want to wake anybody up.
Yeah.
And, by noon we were finished and gone.
Amazing. And that's what most Saturdays are like for you.
Yeah, most Saturdays we're gone by noon, yep. And we had a pretty big crew there. I believe there was 12 or 13 volunteers that day. And we had 3 project managers there. So they were able to keep that thing flowing like...
Yeah.
You know, it just ticked on. It was great.
SawsRamps.org if you want to find out more information. Now, Wayne Murphy here this morning as we talk about Saws, Servants at Work. And we'll take a quick break and continue on this morning with Wayne Murphy. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Wayne Murphy in this morning. Saws, Servants at Work, our focus. They build ramps around the region, and if you ever go by a home where they're building ramps on the weekends, you will be able to quickly identify that it is a Saws ramp because you all wear green, and you're in the green Saws shirt this morning, Wayne.
The lime green Saws shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody on site has them. Before you get to Saturday, though, and I didn't realize this, I've been doing for the last couple of years going on site on Saturdays to Saws projects, but before you get to Saturday, there is a lot of work done ahead of time, pre-building over at Roxbury. So, talk to me what that's like, because you just told me that there'll be a build this weekend, and really it starts tomorrow for you.
For me it starts tomorrow. The operations manager, a guy named Keith Dye, he puts the lumber order in on Fridays, and he emails me the same thing that he emails the lumber yard. And then they try to deliver around 7 o'clock on Tuesday mornings. So we've learned over time that we want that lumber to be delivered inside the barn, because if it gets wet, then it weighs a lot. And sometimes, you know, we're putting a big ramp together, and the weight of that might be too much for the trailer. So we load it. Once we do the pre-build, we also load the trailers up at the same time. And that's sort of a strategic thing, as is the actual shop setup at Roxbury. We have four different stations in the barn. We call the barn, that's called the shop, really. But it's one of the larger old feed and seed buildings at the Roxbury Nursery. So we have one station where there's three or four of us working, and we cut all the ramp boards to length and all the platform boards to length. And then we have jigs, and we drill the holes on the edge of the boards so that when you're screwing it together, you're not splitting the wood.
I was going to say, yeah, that would stop that.
So, and that's a very important step, because if you were trying to do that out in the field, it would take forever. So we actually have a setup. We have a chop saw, with a vacuum on it. Every time you pull the trigger on the chop saw, the vacuum pulls the sawdust out, so it's not a whole lot of cleanup after the job. And then we have, a couple people that drill those holes. And then those boards actually get stacked on the trailer first, because they're laying flat. And that gives us the ability to, once the ramp and platform guys finish their sections of the build, and all the ramps are usually about 8 feet long,
mm-hmm.
So and they're set up on a table and so that they're all formed, they sit in a jig and they're all screwed together, and then they unload them from the tables onto a ramp that actually, it's a huge dolly, and they wheel it over to the trailer, and then they stack them on the trailer. And we have another section where what we call the U-E, so they're a U-shaped structure that holds the ramps in place at certain heights. And so those are also done in a jig. Those are constructed in a jig. And then those get loaded onto the trailer once the ramps and platforms are loaded on. So then all the U-E's are on the trailer. And then the railings go on the trailer. So everything is taken off in the way that it's needed when you get to the job site. So there's no inefficiency of time. You're unloading the pieces as you need them. And those ramp boards being the last actual things that you need, on the site, so that the volunteers can, like the volunteers can actually construct the ramps. Once we get the first couple of sections in place, then another group of volunteers comes and starts screwing those boards down. Once those boards are down, then somebody can start putting the railings up. And so the whole thing just progresses in line as you're working. So it's all, everything is totally engineered, and there's a lot of the guys are actually engineers. Some of them retired. And a lot of them have experience. A lot of the retired guys have experience in building. So especially our project managers, they're usually pretty qualified in construction. So it's a beautiful thing to watch when it all comes together. And so anybody that wants to see really the core and the bones of what we do, we're every Wednesday morning at Roxbury, 9 to noon. Actually, I shouldn't say that, because most of those ramps get pre-built and we're out of there by 10:30. It's so efficient.
But efficiency, that as you describe that, to be able to do that, and we'll get into it, we'll get into a whole lot of things of what the volunteers do, but that does make it so easy out in the field. You're not looking around and wondering, okay, what do we do next, boss, and kinds of things. There is by doing it the way you described it. You do that at the front end, it makes everything so much easier.
Yeah, and it doesn't clutter the job site. It's like, your workbench, in the sense that it's the trailer, which also has all the tools on it, and they're all on dollies. So they're stackable tool chests. They're on a dolly, so you just wheel them off, set them where you want. A lot of our sites are tight, and a lot of our sites, we're building the ramp in the site, where we have to work. So it's, again, that's a strategic thing as well. So when we have a a retired physician and a retired physical therapist to go out and actually, you know, talk to the client before we actually start a build. And so they actually scope out. They do kind of like a pre-look at the situation that the client has. And so they'll measure the number of steps and the dimensions of those steps. And they'll also look around and see, like, where can the trailer park? Where can the volunteers park? So they get that sort of feel for that. And then they can, you know, once they interview the folks, they send all that to Builder Trend, which is a platform we use to get the jobs going.
Yeah.
And so we can kind of assess from there. Our project manager can actually, operations manager, I'm sorry, can actually assess what's going on.
It is impressive as you talk about it, especially you think of from the ordering of the wood, and then especially in Wednesdays over at Roxbury, they've got the plans and they're going through everything. So boy, everything is, this is as seamless an operation, right, I think, as I've ever seen.
Each of the workstations has a cut list and a 3D picture of the ramp that we're going to build. So there's almost like most people don't even have any questions about it because it's obvious. We've seen it. We've done it so many times. We know exactly what's going on.
And boy, all the these aren't just cookie cutter ramps. I've been. I can remember a couple of ramps going to see in Caroline last year, where some of them were really long. Some of them have been short. Like when you even talk about the job sites, I remember going to one in Dahlgren earlier this year, where it was really a tight lot.
Yeah.
But you had everything, just as you described it. I mean, everything was set up, and it really was. It's just like a workbench, the way you have everything set up.
Well, you have to figure, like, on a ramp, like you measure from the ground to the bottom of the door, right? And let's just say that's 36 inches. Well, that means the ramp has to be a minimum of 36 feet long. So 1 inch of slope per every foot.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why a lot of an entire front yard of a small lot could be taken up, because we got to zigzag that thing back and forth to get the run on it.
Right, yeah.
So a lot of footage. Now, I think the longest one we did was 95 feet. So that was 95 inches from the door.
That's a long way.
That was a long ramp, a very long ramp. And it was very interesting because the woman we did that ramp for, there was a banner on the front railing of her house, and it said, "Happy 100th birthday." So we were building a ramp for a woman who was 100 years old.
Wow. And what that had to mean for her.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yeah. And when our we call him Dr. Paul, he's the retired physician that, has the chat, you know. And he said to her, "Well, you know, what medications are you on?" And she says, "I'm not on any medications. I just have trouble walking." It's like, wow.
Boy, you sure changed her life right away.
Yeah.
Boy, and the families have to be just so incredibly, you know, just joyful for what you're able to do to their loved ones.
She said that was the best birthday present she ever got.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Pretty cool.
No, I can remember being at one site, too, where the husband and wife were together looking at this, and you just saw them through the door. You'd see them, and it just meant so much.
Yeah, it's interesting because when you think about it, you know, they're worried about their living situation because they can't get out, right?
Yeah.
And so we're taking usually some sort of a temporary ramp or the porch off of their front, you know, the steps off the front of their, and it's like now they're like,
"I've really got no way out."
But we're there. If anything happened, we could take care of that. But you know, it's sort of like they're actually seeing their freedom return to them as we're working there.
You don't realize, and I didn't realize until I started doing stories with you all and with looking into SUS, just what a ramp does mean. Yeah. All of a sudden, we take it for granted that we go home and we go up however many steps we need to,
right,
and we're home. But when you can't navigate those steps,
right,
suddenly right, everything, like you say, changes, and you're almost hostage.
Yeah, it is. It's very interesting. The other interesting thing that, we all do, because we're all there working with everyone, and we can, help assess, but a lot of times we will get there and, yeah, we're building a ramp, but their door isn't 36 inches wide. So we are able to refer them to other agencies. We only build ramps.
Yeah.
That's what we do. That's what we're good at, and we're really the most effective doing that. But we can refer them. We give them a package after we do the ramp, and it's sort of like how to take care of it and, what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And also it's a list of resources. So we can refer people like, maybe they actually need a wider bathroom door, or maybe they actually need a bathroom.
Yeah.
Or the front door. So we can actually refer them to other people. So, and that's another big aspect of what we do. We get referred from a lot of people, but we can also refer other agencies that can take care of that kind
yeah,
of thing.
You don't think of those things, but a lot of this, never even considered that, but you're right. If all of a sudden, if that's an issue of being able to get a wheelchair or something in and out.
Right. But when you think about it, getting out of their house is the most important thing. That's what they're thinking about first.
Because, yep,
if anything were to happen, and we've actually, heard reports of people that, had to go to a doctor's appointment, and they couldn't get out of their house, so they called a rescue squad.
Mm.
It's like,
You're saving that.
yeah, that's, it's sort of like, what a decision to have to make, to have to call a rescue squad just so you can get out of your house.
Go
to a doctor appointment.
And
that's a resource that's being used for emergencies, It's like, we can help alleviate that kind of a situation too.
Wayne Murphy here this morning. SAWS, Virginia is our focus. They build ramps. SAWSramps.org. Great website that has all kinds of information. There's also a Facebook page for SAWS that you can find out more about this, and has great pictures of a lot of the things that they do. Much more to talk about with Wayne. We'll talk about how you can get involved in just volunteering and getting involved financially with SAWS. We'll get into that too this morning. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial broadcasting station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Wayne Murphy in this morning. Good stuff as we talk about SAWS. They provide ramps around the area, especially right now in Planning District 16. You've mentioned a couple times that you have project managers on site, and boy, that's got to be what a great setup that is, to have somebody there that can be directing and it has some background in some of this, Wayne.
That's why we have project managers, and we seem to have a really good supply of them, in a sense that they're someone who has been a volunteer and has volunteered at the builds, and then actually kind of takes like a personal interest in it, and then another project manager, which had been there before, he'll sort of take him under his wing. So
yeah,
we had this succession of guys, and like I said, this past Thursday when we were doing a bill, we had three of them there, which was really good.
Boy, yeah.
It's almost as if each one can take a different section. So it just sort of, and take it through the different phases of the section. So it works out really well, and it's also sort of it eases the mind of volunteers, because a lot of volunteers are like, oh, I don't know how to do anything, or you don't really need to know how to do anything because we don't use anything electric. Everything we use is battery powered.
I was going to ask you about that. I thought that we talked about that. I mean, there's something else. Somebody before Saturday has to make sure everything's charged up. But yes. It seemed to me that you don't have all the cords around and that everything that I saw anyway looked like it was battery.
Another one of those job site logistics.
Yeah.
You know, cords are just something you trip on.
Exactly.
It just makes it so simple when everything is just screwed together, you know, with battery powered tools. All our saws are battery powered. It just makes things flow, and again, it's just an efficiency type of thing. We do use a lot of batteries, though. I mean, a lot of tools. I mean, you figure if you have 13 people on a job site,
right?
Everyone's got a drill, and you know you got to have like a couple of battery backups because they may not last the whole day. Sometimes we're doing ramps that, you know, like a long ramp will have thousands of screws, and those are all, you know, by drivers, hammer drivers, you know. So you go through a lot of battery powers, and so we literally bring a tote bag of. Well, probably two tote bags of batteries, you know, spare ones. So
yeah.
So you should see our charging station at the shop. That's like it's two rows of 12 chargers mounted to the wall, and you just, you know, plug them in, you know, when you get back. So it's again another one of those efficiency things.
Well, and this is it sounds like you can you literally can volunteer and not have experience.
Correct.
But you can be taught some of the basics and you know just be plugged right in literally.
Yeah. And it's not something that's hard to learn. It's not like a big skill that you got to learn. And you know we have all those toolboxes are there. Everything's set out, so it's sort of like you can see. Somebody says, "Oh, I need a circular saw." Well, there it is. We always have a chop saw set up on a, you know, on horses. So
yeah.
Again, there's just a great degree of efficiency, and volunteers don't like, you know, they're always worried, "Oh, we're going to hold them up. I'm going to be in the way or whatever." But that's not how it is because we're right on top of it. We like to keep everybody busy, and those project managers can show you how to. How to drive screws in, you know, a minute.
Right, and, so. and the more volunteers you have, the quicker everything goes. And like you say, those kinds of things can be taught. And while you're even as a new person putting the screws in, then that frees someone else up who may have more experience to be able to be putting something else together.
Right, and those people that are just screwing ramp boards down, remember they're starting back at the first platform or ramp that went in. So the rest of the guys can keep the ramps going with the UEs.
And, yeah.
You know, so again, it's just one of those well-oiled situations where it just flows.
Well, in so many cases, a lot of times people will say, I'd like to get involved in the community. I don't know how or where. Here's an opportunity to be able to do that. And having been on the sites, it's men, it's women. Everybody has such a great time too.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
It's a very lighthearted. It's serious what they're doing, but boy, every job site I have seen, everyone really works well together.
Yeah, they really do. Really do. We also encourage, you know, young kids. You know, like if you've got grandkids and you want to bring a camp kid out, you know,
what a great 13-year-old
chance. 13-year-old is probably about, you know, the youngest we'd like, but we always ask that, you know, obviously, you know, you have a supervisor, I mean, a
family member, or adult
member
there,
or
yeah.
Yeah, somebody there that can actually watch out for you.
Yeah.
And that's appreciated. And I think young kids, I've seen several of them, and they really get into it. You know, at first they're a little, you know,
yeah,
step backish, you know, and see how things are going. But boy,
you're
starting to get into it.
You're starting to learn a skill.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, and you feel like you're doing something, you know. So that's kind of good. And you can see it right in front of you. Like.
You can see it. You know, you're helping the community, and I would think for any age, but for a young person to see, like you as you described, you know, these families that these and the person who's getting the ramp, the appreciation they have for what you did.
Right.
You just can't. That's a whole different thing
of learning.
Yeah.
You actually get to see people reacting to what you do.
You learn how to. I mean, I wish I had learned at a young age how to use some of these basic tools.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for a chance to volunteer, the more people you have on a job site, the quicker the whole time of building the ramp goes.
Right. Yes, it goes much quicker. It's very easy to volunteer. Our website is Virginia at Saws, virginia@sawsramps.org. Easy to remember. Just go right on there, and that's the same site that you can also donate to.
Let's talk about donating, because boy, now there's an area that as we talk about the need and the number of ramps to be built, and this lumber all costs. I mean, all of these things cost, and you've had some great partners along with you, but you're always looking for more.
Yep, always looking for more donors. We get a lot of our funding from grants. We just received a grant from AARP Community Connection.
I saw that. That's an exciting grant.
It was a pretty good ramp in donation and grant in the sense that that's a nationwide impetus to get money out from the AARP Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget how many millions of dollars it was, but we were one of 358 grantees. So that was like an amazing. We actually qualified and got in there on that. And we will be doing a couple of our builds coming up. We'll be doing for that AARP Foundation grant. And we'll all be wearing the red AARP T-shirts, and we'll have their sign up at the job site. So just... it's one thing that we do. We always recognize our donors by the fact that we put a yard sign up with their logo on it, so that they know and they can take the credit for that's a ramp that they donated to, and that's the one that we're building. The one we did last week was for the Rappahannock Community Foundation, and their yard sign was up there. We try to always include that in our pictures and on our Facebook page and things like that. So a lot of our donations come from grants, but we really do need more local individuals, organizations to donate. Again, it's virginia@sawsramps.org. That's the website, and there's a donation page on there. There's also a volunteer page on there, so it's kind of like a combination. You could do both.
Right. No. In exactly. And this really is a way as a business, if you want to get involved and like you say to be recognized to help out, or. Just as you're looking just for donations, just because those donations, as you have described it, boy, they really go a long ways. I mean, you get just the efficiency that you describe.
Yeah, that's what we emphasize. It's like there's no wasted money in what you're doing when you donate, because we're on top of that efficiency. We want people to see how efficient we are, so that we can actually, they can see the value in what they're doing.
To get the when it was announced last week about the AARP grant, I thought, boy, to be able to get that, to be one of those organizations, chosen nationwide, shows that people are looking in at what Saws Virginia is doing is recognizing what we've been talking about.
Yeah, and that recognition, again, builds our credibility and our standing in the community to actually be able to request more. So I believe there's a company that rates nonprofits.
Yeah.
Charity Navigator.
Yes.
We have a really good rating with them. which, you know, again, builds our reputation and you know, assures to the community that we're getting the most, for, you know, most bang for our buck.
Each week, each Saturday, when you have these builds, when a build is finished and when a ramp is up, what a great feeling it has to be for that team that has been working there. And I know a lot of times you post pictures on Facebook of everybody that's been there, and along with the recipients, and it's always such a joyful, because it is a joyful moment. And I think to know that you spent a Saturday providing this for those people.
Yes, it's quite the joy. You know, the volunteers all get to, like, you know, take credit right there. They're standing, you know, on the ramp that they just built, and a lot of times, you know, the client is there as well, especially if they can get out, you know.
Yeah.
And the weather is good. We've done some in some ramps that were pretty cold outside, but you just take such pride in knowing that you were able to help somebody, and you know, you took that fear of them being trapped in their house, and you know, give them an ability to go to their doctor appointments now, and just, you know, reconnect with the community. It's just rewarding all the way around.
Just be able to get outside sometimes, but like you say, just to be able to get out, to be able to go to things that in the past, that you don't have to call the rescue squad anymore, and you can go out when you want.
Yeah, well, it's like you said, it's those things that we take for granted, you know. You go to a doctor's appointment,
you don't think about how
you're going to get to your vehicle.
That's not a concern at all. No.
Right. So, yeah, this is a big weight off people's shoulders, you know. I kind of feel it's sort of like you're building peace. You're actually giving them a peaceful, you know, situation.
Well, and you've gotten to the point now. I think you've built over, I think, all told, over 100 ramps now.
Yeah, it's 156.
150. That's right. Yeah.
Yep. And this year alone, we've done 18 ramps.
We're almost.
And it's a half a year. We've done 18 ramps. So it's like,
boy, that is something.
We're probably gonna top what we did last year, which was 38 ramps.
That's a lot of lumber. That's a lot of work getting in preparation, and a lot of Saturdays to put all that together.
Yes. Yeah, and you know, in severe weather, like we couldn't build last weekend because the temperatures were just too hot. We just weren't going to do it.
And you've had some. I know in the spring there were some rainy. We had a lot of rain.
Yeah. So to limit our builds on just Saturdays, that. We could see that was just really affecting us. So the volunteers got together last week and they said, "Hey, let's do this ramp on a Thursday."
Yeah.
And it was good because it was, you know, kind of close into town here. It was right off of Harrison Road. So let's do this ramp on Thursday, and let's get an early start so we can beat the heat.
Yeah.
And if we can't finish it, you know, we'll have it done enough that we don't have to worry about somebody not getting out of their house. But if we can't finish it, we'll just come back Friday morning and finish it. And sure enough, because we had so many people and so many people volunteered for it, we were able to get out of there by noon. So that was, you know, something to be celebrated for sure.
On a Thursday, too.
On a Thursday, yeah.
Which is really impressive. And it just shows you the commitment of everyone that's involved with SAWS.
And that, you know, there was 13 people there, and they're basically retirees. So, you know, around my age.
You all do good work. You all do good work. We take one final break, Wayne, and we're going to come back and again let people know how to get involved. SawsRamps.org. Great, great stuff you're doing. And you're getting almost to the point where just about, you may not realize that there's a ramp in your neighborhood, and it's probably from SAWS. I mean, there's just, and especially if you see the green shirts on
see the green shirts
out there putting a ramp up, you know it is at SAWS, Virginia. Yep. Wayne Murphy here, quick break. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Just looking at our watches, Wayne, we can't believe that we've been talking an hour about saws. It has been a fast and informative hour. And the thing I take away from this, and I felt like an hour ago, I knew pretty much about saws. I have been to probably half a dozen at least builds and taken pictures and talked to you guys, talked to you, talked to Charlie a number of times. But boy, just the efficiency and the passion that you all have for ramps and in helping the community. It sure comes out strong. And just to see how you put these things together to make it easy for everybody and to make it you're not going to a home and building these. It's not taking you, 2-3 weeks to build this ramp. You're talking about 5 or 6 hours.
Yeah. Well, thank you for recognizing that. And especially the time that we've spent together, it's just sort of like it really flew by for me. But you also reminded me that we're not just doing cookie cutter things. This isn't the same thing.
No.
Every job is inspirational to me. I mean, every time I see just everybody out there doing it and how the project managers are kind of thinking a step ahead because they're always thinking that next. And it's just like this wheel turning and everything kind of flowing. To me, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I know that it's different every time we're out there building. And the client is different every time. Some are really engaged. Some mm-hmm. are kind of stand back-ish. But they're all, when it's all said and done, they're all totally appreciative for all the things that took place, because they're fully aware of all the steps that took place for this to actually happen. Sometimes people have been waiting, 8 and 10 weeks. But every week something is happening. Somebody else is talking to them. The site survey crews come out and they, have a transit and they're shooting all the grades and stuff and yeah. they're talking to them. So they see all the steps that take place. And it's a big thing, and yet we've got it narrowed down to an efficient thing. So, and I think everybody sort of realizes that everyone is different, including all our volunteers. They're all different. We don't care from what walk of life you come from. You're a volunteer. You're helping people. We appreciate that. And that's what we're here for.
Well, thanks for what you do for the community, because this is it is a great it's a great opportunity to get involved. If you can get involved financially, that's great. If you can volunteer, that's great. Whatever you can do, if you're looking to get involved with an organization, make sure you check out SAWS, and you really are servants at work, and that definitely describes you, Wayne. Virginia at sawsramps.org. or sawsramps.org, get you all kinds of information. Get involved with saws, and when you see the green shirts out in front of a home building a ramp, that is saws. Wayne Murphy, executive director with saws. We will do much more, Wayne. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Ted, very much. Appreciate it.
Servants at Work, saws, sawsramps.org. Thanks for listening. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.